Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. What if you were a chef and responsible for creating delicious gourmet meals, but part of you loved making great burgers or fried chicken or whipping up lush milkshakes or creamies? Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and food editor of Vermont Life magazine, and she found a few people with just that dilemma, and she's here to tell us about them. Melissa, great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Yum, yum, creamies. You've got me salivating already.
I know. Who are these chefs who decided to change things up a little?
So it just so happened that I ran into, in my travels, two different Vermonters, native Vermonters in different parts of the state, Chloe Genevart down in the Manchester area and Charlie Menard in the Mad River Valley. So Chloe grew up, as I mentioned, in the Manchester area, and she and her husband, Wesley, met while they were working in New York City, very high-end, elegant restaurants. Chloe was front of the house for, per se, Thomas Keller's restaurant in New York City, and Wesley was a chef in various high-end restaurants, and they moved to Vermont and opened their own elegant restaurant, Solo Farm and Table, in South Londonderry. And then after some years and two small kids, they thought, let's do something a little more family-friendly. They still have their high-end restaurant, but they opened Honey Pie. So at Solo, you might find hand-cut tagliatelle with house-made lamb sausage or local suckling pig with creamy herb polenta, cold-roasted beets, et cetera, et cetera. And then they opened Honey Pie, which is like great burgers, and we'll talk more about those. Then Charlie Menard, for 16 years, he ran the catering operation at the very romantic inn at the Round Barn Farm in Waitsfield. Full disclosure, I was married there 25 years ago.
Oh, my.
He wasn't there then. But so he would do beautiful, elegant meals for, you know, weddings and such. Halibut finished with tangerine miso glaze or Vermont lamb with roasted shallot demi-glace. And then he said, I want to do something that's more for everyone. So he opened a snack bar, Canteen Creamy Company, in Waitsfield last summer. And the way they both put it is that, you know, it's wonderful to cook beautiful food for people, but you aren't hitting everyone when you're at high end. And the fun thing about snack bars is that everybody eats there.
Well, let's start with Charlie at the Canteen Creamery in Waitsfield. What's he serving there?
So that is located at the end of a little strip mall, sort of right in the middle there. It has a brightly colored painted wall, outdoor tables. It's definitely more of a summer snack bar, runs those kind of hours, is mostly open in the summer, although they have some pop-up stuff in the non-summer and fall, early fall. And his menu is classified salty on one side and sweet on the other. He has excellent burgers with all sorts of different toppings, caramelized onions, kimchi, really good fresh cut fries that you can order dirty, confettied with nuggets or shredded brisket or bacon or pickles, and his fried chicken, which I believe you had recently.
I did indeed.
That's something pretty awesome, isn't
it? It's worth the trip.
And I actually adore the rich corn pudding that goes on the side of that. I would almost order the chicken just to have that. And he also has actually a really great vegetarian falafel burger made by Vermont Bean Crafters that is one of the better veggie burgers I've ever had.
Well, let's go to the sweet side. Tell us about the creamies that he has there.
These are creamies beyond creamies. And I think that was one of Charlie's goal. He jokes that he's building a creamy empire. But anyway, so he uses a base from the St. Albans Cooperative. It's a plain unflavored base at 10% fat. So that's a really rich, smooth, lovely, creamy base. And then, as he says, we have our way with it. So he's doing all pure, his own additional ingredients. So if it's blueberry creamy, it's local blueberries that he cooks down. When I was talking with him on the phone to get an update just recently, Dave Hartshorn was there, like talking to him about the maple syrup from his sugar bush that he was delivering. The sundaes, which is basically, I mean, they have great just plain creamies, but you got to go for the sundaes. And I cannot believe that you went down there and didn't have a sundae when you had the fried chicken, Rick. But anyway, the Bad Larry's Maple Madness is like, it has a fluff of maple cotton candy on the top. It has maple crystals. It has sugar cookie crumbs. He's doing a s'more sundae where he actually uses a blowtorch on it. Lemon maple pound cake is one he's doing right now, which has maple ginger fondant. That's that crazy stuff that goes on wedding cakes that's like yummy, but like, who puts that on a creamy? Charlie does, and they're awesome.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is food writer Melissa Passanen. We're talking about chefs gone snack bars. Now let's go, Melissa, to Rawsonville and Honey Pie.
Right. So Honey Pie, that's by Chloe and Wesley Genevard. That's just a hop and a skip away from their high-end restaurant in South Londonderry in Rawsonville, which is, my understanding is, it's a tiny part of Jamaica.
It's a village within Jamaica.
Yeah, you know how that goes. So they took an old convenience store and gas station and remade it, and it looks great. They use recycled material, standing seam roofing as wall panels, really cool. It's open year-round, and you can eat inside or outside where the pumps actually were. One of the stars of their menu is Wesley's Ideal Burger, which he had been working on for years. It's a combination of ground short rib and chuck, and it was actually on the cover of Food & Wine magazine before Honey Pie even opened, and it is pretty amazing. His favorite is called the Bring It, and it's a double patty with kimchi, bacon, special sauce, and melted American cheese. They also do like more unusual ones like the Slammer, S-L-A-M-B-E-R, which is ground lamb with melted cheddar, sautéed peppers, and onions. And it's actually a great example of how they leverage both of their restaurants, because they take whole lamb and they use some of the cuts at the high-end restaurant, and then they grind what they won't use there for sausage, because they also have a great sausage menu at Honey Pie, and for the lamb burgers. So they have really like a Spanish chorizo sausage and a pork sausage that's like a Vietnamese banh mi. But they also have sort of more standard, like a beautiful lobster roll and, like I said, the hamburgers.
On the dessert side, their specialty isn't creamies, but milkshakes. Tell us about them.
So they do have creamies, basic but delicious, vanilla and chocolate, and they use a local base from Kingdom Creamery, a multi-generation Vermont farm up there. So they do creamies, but they make these amazing milkshakes. So again, they might use buttermilk that is left over from fresh churned butter that they serve on the table at Solo. And they have a strawberry buttermilk that's just delicious. And they use coffee made with cold brew from a little roaster right across the street. So that is my favorite thing to get there.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and the food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, great to have you back again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.